Good morning. Welcome to the Black Lands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Tuesday, November 12th. At the table with us this morning, Bob Brown, A&M Commerce Vice President of Business and Administration, and mastermind of the Bob Brown Book Club at the University. Birthdays. Actress Grace Kelly, born on this day in 1929. In 1956, she became the Princess of Monaco.
Tiny Monaco took on Hollywood overtones when film queen Grace Kelly was tumultuously greeted as she arrived for her marriage to Prince Rainier. In a wedding of worldwide interest, the old world and the new were joined in a union which Monegasques hoped would found a new dynasty for the principality.
Singer-songwriter Neil Young, not quite so young anymore, 68 today, and Hathaway, 31 today. On this day in history, in 1920, Judge Kennesaw Mountain Landis became the first commissioner of Major League Baseball.
In 1920, the story of a betting scandal arranged by gamblers that called for certain of the White Sox to throw the series exploded on the national scene. Strong measures had to be adopted for the good of the game. The owners decided to replace the antiquated three-man commission in favor of one single individual who would be given complete autonomous control. And baseball can thank its lucky stars for that decision. The man selected was Judge Kennesaw Mountain Landis.
On November 12, 1942, during World War II, the Battle of Guadalcanal began between Japanese and American forces.
Marines take no chances on being surprised by roving Jap patrols. Any line may be the front line on Guadalcanal, and they dig in as they advance. Machine guns always on the ready. Artillerymen back up the infantry.
Number one on the charts on this day in 1984, the duo known as Wham, George Michael and Andrew Ridgeley with Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go.
Wake me up before you go-go.
On the KETR events calendar tonight, ice cream moguls Ben and Jerry speak at A&M Commerce. The topic of their talk, flavors for a purpose. Ben and Jerry speak tonight at 7:30 in the Ferguson Auditorium in the Social Science Building at A&M Commerce. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Bob Brown, the Vice President of Business and Administration at A&M Commerce. Bob is known for many things, but one of them is Bob Brown's Book Club, which is a long-standing tradition at the university, in which a group of about 20 people meet periodically to discuss a particular book. And the one that is coming up next, and this discussion will start on Thursday, December 5th, is a book called Thinking Fast and Slow by Daniel Kahneman.
That's correct. Well, he's a Nobel Prize winner in economic theory, even though he is a psychologist by trade. Most folks think of him as the father of behavioral economics. His basic notion is that thinking is broken into two categories. System one is fast, intuitive, emotional. If you think of yourself when you visit a city and decide to go down a unlit street, and you go down that unlit street and all of a sudden there's a noise that doesn't seem right, or there's a motion that doesn't seem right, your body is caused and your mind says, well, it's time to be fearful, or it's time to be cautious, or it's time to be thoughtful about this. And so you know part of the information, you know something isn't right, and your mind goes and your head goes to back. Now, how do I fill in the blanks? Oh, this is dangerous. I've heard big cities, unlit streets are dangerous, so I better get back out of this unlit street and go down around a more safe, take a more safe journey. And it may take you longer to go, and that may have been the right answer. Your fast thinking may have gotten you out of trouble. It may have just been a cat turned over something in the alley, and it would have been, or in that unlit street, and it wouldn't have made any difference at all. Mm-hmm. And then the second level of thinking is the slow, thoughtful, fact-filled attempt at judgment. And so if you want to think of the two systems, if you know the characters in Star Trek, that system one thinking is Captain Kirk, and system two thinking is Mr. Spock.
I see. And probably we need to do more slow thinking and less fast thinking, or is that too simplistic?
Well, what we need to recognize is that that fast thinking is built into us, and it's just like it's built into animals. A rabbit seeing the shadow of a hawk at dawn knows, hey, this is not good for me, the rabbit, and hides. We do that in our day-to-day life all of the time. We make decisions we take in a lot of information when we're driving. We approach an intersection, mm-hmm. and for some reason we slow down. And then discover that someone's running a red light right in front of us. We don't know why we made that choice, but we take in all that information and make those judgments. And so our life is accustomed to that, and so we end up making many decisions using that fast thinking when a more methodical thinking would have been appropriate.
Mm. Has Kahneman been a popular author of other books? Is this his first major book?
I don't know of a lot of other material by him, but he was asked, he's done this work for a decade or so, and was asked a number of years ago if he would mind putting it down into a form that most folks could understand and begin to comprehend, and he did that. And so I think it is pretty deep reading, but pretty important reading, because it helps us understand. A lot of times we'll go make important decisions about our life and our work, and we'll use that fast thinking, and we'll use intuition, and we won't get back and go through the necessary steps to make good quality decisions.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes not even realizing that that's what we're doing.
Right, thinking, well, I'm good at making judgments. I like to make decisions based on mm-hmm. kind of the seat of my pants or my intuition, and oftentimes that can be terribly wrong and lead you in a very, very bad direction.
And then briefly, now coming up after this one is a book called David and Goliath, Underdogs, Misfits, and the Art of Battling Giants by Malcolm Gladwell. And you were saying that for whatever reason, Malcolm Gladwell has been a very popular author in your book club.
Yeah, he seems to be the person that most people want to read and discuss. He is a very provocative observer of the human condition, and has, through his other books, Tipping Point, Blink, Outliers, and What the Dog Saw, proven that you need to sometimes step back and look at life a little differently than is presented, than is normally presented to you. And he is quite fascinating. And this book tells about some of the great stories of underdogs and misfits, and how they really had the upper hand all along, and how they really have the upper hand in life. And sometimes it's better to have a disadvantage, and oftentimes in circumstances, some perceived disadvantage is more of an advantage than you know.
Now, if someone wanted to participate in this book club that's coming up, the Kahneman book, Thinking Fast and Slow. Now, first of all, this is for university employees, correct?
University employees, students, and from time to time, we'll allow members of the community in if it's not fully enrolled by university mm-hmm. employees, but I believe this time it'll all be university employees. Mm-hmm. They can get in touch with my office at the Vice President of Business Administration, or me, bob.brown@tamuc.edu.
Very good. And then the next one coming up, Gladwell book, you'll be discussing that in February.
Be discussing that in February. The enrollment for that will begin next week, and there'll be a broadcast email at the university.
All right. Outstanding. Bob Brown, the Vice President of Business and Administration at A&M Commerce. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Well, thanks. The coffee's great this morning.
You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.